Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, welcome again to our continuing series, the study of Daf Yomi. We are on Chagigah Daf Tet Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah, which is at the top of the page. Mishelo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shachad. Bogegir Kol HaRegel B'Yom Tov Achron Shachad. So the obligation, as we mentioned several times, we saw in the Rambam in our introductory shiur, the obligation of the Chagigah is on the first day. If somebody did not celebrate on the first day, they can have the entire regel, including Shmini Atzeret. And we'll see in the Gemara how we know that Shmini Atzeret is included. Avar regel v'lo chag. Let's say the entire regel passed, you didn't do it, and no chayav b'achreyuto. You're not responsible. What that means is that there's no way to make it up. Al zeh ne'amar, and this will now be the focal point to the rest of the Mishnah, the pasuk in Kohelet, pasuk number one on the page, Muvat lo yuchal litkon vechason lo yuchal lehimanot. A crooked thing that cannot be fixed, an omission that can never be filled in. That's the Tanakhama's approach. That pasuk refers to somebody who missed the opportunity to do a mitzvah. The time has passed. Classic example being the Chagigah. Shimon Manasseh Omer, this is curious, by the way, because Shimon Manasseh is recorded as maintaining that Kohelet is not, should not be part of the canon. Nonetheless, he darshens on the pasuk. What is a crooked thing that cannot be fixed? He sees it as something far more severe. This is somebody who has illicit relations and the result is a bastard. In other words, it's somebody who cannot be fixed. And the reason that he seems to say that, at least the apparent reason he says that, is that muvat lo yuchal litkon, it can't be fixed, sounds not as if it's something that was a missed opportunity, but rather something that is sitting in front of you that can never be repaired. Mamzer can never be repaired. So Shimon Asiyah, as a straw man says, you want to say that it's referring to theft, for instance, you could fix it by returning the item. That's from Shimon Asiyah. He looks at the word mu'uvat and says that's something not that is crooked, but has become crooked, meaning that it was originally good. It was originally good and got crooked. This is a Talmud Chacham who leaves the ways of Torah. All right, the Gemara, the first thing the Gemara is occupied with is how do we know that you can celebrate all the way through Shmini Atzeret? Minhani milam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Ne'amar Atzeret b'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Ne'amar Atzeret b'Shmini Shel Chag. Even though the text did not quote the Pasuk, I put it on the page. Take a look at Pasuk number 2 on the page. B'Yom HaShmini Atzeret Yalachem. Shmini Atzeret is called Shmini Atzeret. Atzeret, we understand, meaning a gathering, but it also means a day of ceasing malacha. And in Pasuk number 3, it says, B'yom HaShvi Atzeret Yalachem. Atzeret Yalachem. Parenthetically, it's interesting that the two holidays called Atzeret are the 7th day of Pesach and the 8th day of Sukkot, and yet Chazal refer to Shavuot, Dafka, as Atzeret. Malan Tashlumi Afkam Tashlumi. And we know that, of course, the 7th day of Pesach is still included in the first day of Pesach as far as Tashlumin for the Chagigah. So similarly, the Atzeret mentioned on Sukkot, even though it's an independent holiday for some purposes, Pazer Kasheh, we discussed that in Rosh Hashanah, purposes of Chagigah, it's still considered to be a continuation of the holiday. Now, Mufne, our claim is that the word Atzeret that appears in both phrases is an extra word, Mufne. And if it's an extra word, then here is the rule. Like Zerah Shavah, meaning analogy by similar unique wording, appears in two places, that analogy only holds if one of two conditions obtain. Either if there is not a strong challenge to the results of the analogy, or even if there is a strong challenge, if the word in both cases is superfluous. And it is going to get a discussion about Mufna Mitzadecha, Mufna Mishnei Stadim, it does have to be superfluous in both cases. But if it's superfluous in both cases, then it's clearly there just to connect the two, and it could even withstand a challenge. Our claim here is that Atzeret must be superfluous, because if it were not, we would have a good challenge. The Ilav Mufna, if it were not superfluous, you could challenge the analogy or the application of the analogy by saying, the 7th day of Pesach is in no way distinct from the days before it. It's the same Korban, it's the same Kedusha, etc. You can't compare that to Shmini Atzeret, which is an independent day. It's got a different name, and it's got a different pious, and you say Zman, and etc. So therefore, you could not apply it. But indeed, it is Mufneh. Why, indeed, afruye mufneri mufneh, mehti may atzeret, what does atzeret mean? Atzur basiat malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. Haktiv, lo tasem malacha, it already says, you shall not do any malacha. Atzeret achat av rachman alam, so why does it say atzeret? Al-shmoim na lafruye, it's there to be an extra word in order to associate atzeret of shmini atzeret with atzeret of shvi shel pesach, so that I know for tashlum. Now, that's one approach to how we know. In other words, we all knew that Shmini Atzeret is a viable day for bringing the Korban Chagiga and Aliyah the Regal, etc., for Sukkot. How do we know it? So one way is Atzeret Atzeret. The other way is V'tana Maiti L'miach. We have another source. Tani B'chagotem Oto Chagla Adonai Shivat Yamim. This is Pasuk number 4 on the page. This is talking about Sukkot. You shall celebrate it, Oto. And this, by the way, goes back to what we studied yesterday with Rashi's opinion about the Baltosif issue, that you can only make one day out of the Yontif, primarily, ideally, the first day, your day of Chagiga. Chagotem oto chagla adonai shivat yamim, yachol yei chogeg bo lechol shiva. I might think that you should celebrate all 7 days in that manner. Avodomer oto, that's what it says, oto in the singular, one day. Oto ta chogeg viata chogeg kol shiva, so only one day, not seven. So why does it say seven? The tashlumi. In other words, you celebrate it one day for 7 days, meaning there are 7 days among which one of those days is your day. How do I know that it even goes to the last day of Yom Tov, including Shmini Atzeret? Because in that same pasuk it says, "Bachodesh Hashvi'i tachogu oto." Celebrate it during the seventh month. The seventh month is totally superfluous, because at the top of that parsha, I already got the date, 15th of the 7th month, for 7 days, etc., and the 8th days of Shmini Atzeret. Why does that say B'chodesh HaShvi'i? Yi B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Achol Yechogeg V'lechol HaChodesh Kulo. If all I had was HaChodesh HaShvi'i, I would think I have a whole month of Tishrei to celebrate. And we'll know more Oto, that's why it says Oto. Oto HaChogeg V'yata Chogeg Chutzalo. So in other words, we have a tension between B'chodesh HaShvi'i, which expands the range of Chagiga to the entire month of Tishrei, and the word oto, which says only one day. So how do we reconcile? And oto pulls it back to being within the framework of the holiday that's being laid out, which is from the 15th through the 22nd, in other words, including Shmini Atzeret. And that's how I know. So I have two different sources teach me that Shmini Atzeret is included as Tashlumin for Sukkot. One of them from Atzeret Atzeret. The other one is Chagotem Oto and B'chodesh HaShvi'i. Now, Tashlumin. This is something we talked about in the very first year. What are tashlumin? Tashlumin meaning the opportunity to make it up. What are you effectively doing? My tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan my tashlumin l'rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says the tashlumin are make up for the first day, meaning the chiyuv is on the first day. You didn't bring on the first day. You have another 6 days in which you could make up for what you missed on the first day. Good. So far it's theoretical. Rishai amar tashlumin zelazet. Rishai says no. What happens is when you don't bring it on the first day, a new obligation is created on the second day to bring it, to make up for the first day. You don't bring it on the second day, and when you bring it on the third day, you're making up for the second day. It all sounds like angels dancing on the head of a pin. Let's see what the difference is. The difference is, and we discussed this in Daf Bet Amud Bet, is somebody who was lame on the first day and therefore patur and got better on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tashlumin l'rishon, everything is a makeup for the first day. Hamad lochazi b'rishon lochazi b'sheni. Since this guy was not ra'ui, meaning he was not chayiv because of his disability on the first day, therefore he's not chayiv at all, because every day is a makeup for the first day. The first day wasn't chayiv. Rashi amar tashlumin zelazet. Rashi says each day creates a new chiyuv, and the next day is making up for that previous day. Gav lochazi b'rishon, even though this guy was not ra'ui on the first day, Chazi Basheni, he was Ra'ui on the second day, and like Rashi says, the second day now becomes a Zikar Rego. Now, this, it's Rabbi Yochanan's approach that we're going to dissect now. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you never can bring Tashlumin for, in other words, a makeup for something that from which you were removed from, because you weren't a Chayiv. That's what he's saying. You weren't chayv on the first day, there's no tashlumin at all. Right? Good. Now, the next case deals with a nazir. Here's the scoop with a nazir. A nazir is obligated to avoid any contact with death. Let's say that sometimes during his nazirut, which typically is 30 days, He encounters death inadvertently. He's sleeping in a house. Somebody dies in the house, and he's in the OL or whatever happens. Encounters death. He then becomes Tamei. He has to count the normal 7 days of Tuman Mei, Paradum, etc. On the eighth day, he brings a Korban Ashem Nazir Tamei. And then he has to start again his 30 days again. Interesting halacha. What happens if he, let's say on a Tuesday, wakes up in the morning, there's a dead person in the house. So he has to count. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he gets Hazah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, gets another Hazah. Goes to the mikvah Monday. Monday night, he waits. Tuesday morning, he's going to come to the Beit HaMikdash. That's his eighth day. He's going to bring his Ashram Nazir Tameh, and then he's going to start counting again. Let's say Monday morning, before he got to the Beit HaMikdash, after he'd done all the preparation, he again encounters a dead body. The halacha is that he counts another 7 days, there's the whole ritual, and then he has to bring two Ashamot Nazir Tameh, because he was already somebody who had completed the process and was just missing the korban. Here we go. Now, umiyama Rabbi Yochanan Achi, v'amar Rav Chizkia, ma bayom mevi balayla inu mevi. Chizkia said, the case that I just mentioned, if the Nazir became Tamei during the eighth day before he brought his korban, then he has to bring two korbanot when he's done with the whole process. But if it was the night before, inu mevi. Why? Because you can't bring a korban at night. So even though the Nazir went to the mikvah, he went to Paradum, and he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and the sun went down and became Tahor, and by the way, if he touches something, he's not metame it. Nonetheless, because he could not yet have brought the korban, therefore it's not considered a new tumah, but just as if in the middle of his tumah he became tameh again. That's Chizkiah. Yochanan Amar Afalayla Namimivi. Yochanan says, aha, even if he became tameh the night before, meaning the eighth evening, or the night after the seventh, he still does not have to bring another one. He still does have to bring another one, because it's considered as if he completed his entire period, which means that even though he was patur at the time from the korban, he still is going to have to bring tashlumin for it. So how can you tell me that if you're lame on the first day, Rabbi Yochanan would say, you don't have to bring tashlumin when you get better? All right, so the answer is, tumah is different. When you are not, when you're exempted from a korban because of some disability and it's unique to the korban, there is no tashlumin. If on the other hand, you're exempt because of Tumah. Tumah has a built-in model for Tashlumin, which is Pesach Sheni. So all of Pesach Sheni is about somebody who's Tameh on Pesach Rishon, can't bring the Korban, gets to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you see it's built in. Matkif or Papa, our Papa says that's not exactly the case. Hanechal amandam a Pesach Sheni Tashlumin de Rishon hu. That only works if you accept the opinion Pesach Sheni is really a maker for Pesach Rishon. But we saw Machloket in Masach Pesachim, but there is an opinion that says that Pesach Sheni is an independent regel, which means it's not fundamentally Tashlumin. Of course, big nafkamina for somebody who becomes a ger after Pesach Rishon, or a kot becomes of age after Pesach Rishon, is he chayim Pesach Sheni. It's Tashlumin, he's not, but if it's a separate regel, he is. Good. Ella, Amar Papa, Kesav Rabbi Yochanan Laila in Mechuser Zman. The answer is that Rabbi Yochanan's reason for saying that you bring the korban, even if you become Tamei night, is because he says nighttime, even though technically you're not allowed to bring korban there, is not called Mechuser Zman. Meaning that if the only barrier between you and getting to korban time is the fact that it's nighttime, that's not considered a barrier. Good. Now, parenthetically, within our parentheses, Rabbi Yochanan Achi, since when is Rabbi Yochanan saying Laila is not Mechuser Zman? Rabbi Yochanan, Ra'achat Balav Shtayim Bayom. Separate halacha, and that is a Zav. A Zav is somebody who sees unhealthy emissions from his body. Now, if a Zav has such emissions, let's say he has 5, 6 of them, we'll just make it very simple, then from the time that he has finished seeing these emissions, he counts 7 full clean days. On the 7th day, he goes to the mikvah. That night, the sun goes down. And then the next day, he brings his korban zav. And then he can participate in kodshim. What happens if, let's say, on his 4th day, he suddenly saw another ziva? Then he has to start his 7 again because he got interrupted. What happens if on the, after the 7 were complete, the next night, meaning the 8th evening, the night before the 8th day, he sees another Re'iyah. So remember, we studied this in Megillah. If he sees one Re'iyah, then it's nothing. If he sees, just saw my guy. If he sees two, then it is Tameh, but he's not Chayiv a Korban. If he sees three, he's Chayiv a Korban. Watch what happens here. Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. Rachat Balayla L'shtayim Bayom. Let's say that the guy saw one Re'iyah, one emission, the night before, meaning the evening, the night before the 8th, and two on the 8th, then Mevi. Then what happens is, we consider him now to have completed his first period, he's Chayiv that Korban, now he has to wait another Shiva Nakim, because he's now in Azav again, and when he's done, he has to bring two of the Korbanot that Azav brings. Shtayim Balayla V'chat Bayom Eino Mevi. Rabbi Yochanan says that if he saw two Re'iyot at night, and one during the day, then he doesn't bring. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that nighttime is not a barrier, then it should be the same whether or not he saw two at night or two during the day. Because after all, once you saw that, that at night, it's as if you finished your period, and now it's a new period, and now it should be that it should be the case that you're going to bring a korbanot when you're done with everything. The answer is, so the answer is that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion here about only if it's one at night and during the two during the day you're going to bring separately is according to the opinion that says Laila is really a barrier, but he himself doesn't hold that. Divrei HaOmer, Pshita, but according to that opinion, that's very obvious. The answer is, the reason this case was mentioned was to teach me the Chiddush about if you see two during the day and one at night. This is something that really doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Masechet, but I'll mention it very quickly. Is, after all, Rav Yosef explained that here's the reason why if you see one at night and two during the day, it works. Rav Yosef's claim is, when you see one at night, one is nothing. One is a carry, just a happenstance. What happens is, when you see a second, the second now pulls the first and gives it meaning. So when you saw one at night, that was nothing. Then saw a second one during the day, that now attaches, and then when you see the second one during the day, that now becomes a significant re'iyah, pulls them together. Rav Sheshet Brei Ravidi attacked this position, claiming that it should be the same whether or not you saw two during the day or two at night, and Kamash Bonk Rav Yosef. So that's why we took the position to support Rav Yosef's contention that does make that distinction if you hold Laila Mechusar's mind. Okay, now Avar Rego Belocha Geno Chayav B'Achrayuto. All right, the Mishnah said that once the Rego is over, you're done. Now, Pasuk itself is a little bit difficult because a Chisaron is an omission. An omission that can't be counted is kind of a mixed metaphor. It should really be an omission that cannot be completed. And therefore, Amar Le Barhehe, this relatively unknown Tana, said to Hillel, Hi, lehi manot, lehi malot mi baile. The pasuk should say, an omission that cannot be filled. Elazesh shemanu chaver al dvar mitzvah uhu lo nimnayim ahen. You know what it is? It's somebody who his colleagues counted him towards a mitzvah and he wasn't involved. In other words, he missed the opportunity to be included in some mitzvah. Amiachim uvalu echal itkon, we have a bright that supports, it says. First half of the pasuk, it broke it, the crooked thing can't be fixed. Somebody who missed tefillah or kriyat shema, the Gemara Brachot says this, talking about when you missed it intentionally, because otherwise you have tashlumim. And this is similar to the chagiga, which is a mitzvah that the time passed, you can't make it up. What is an omission that cannot be counted? All of his friends were there in the base manish, and somebody said, we need to go to a mitzvah, and they counted him, and they included him, and he wasn't. Right? Amar le Barhei and Hillel. So now we have another conversation between Barhei and Hillel. He asked him, Maidichdiv, in the end of Sefer Malachi, it says, V'shavtem u'ritem ben tzadik u'asha ben uvein Elohim asher lo avado. You should return and take a look at the difference between tzadik and a rasha, the one who worships God and the one who doesn't worship God. And he said to him, Haynu tzadik haynu uvein Elohim. A tzadik is the one who worships God. Haynu rasha haynu asher lo avado. And the rasha is the one who doesn't worship God. So what's with the parallelism? So Hillel said, no, both the one who worships God and the one who doesn't worship God, those are both tzaddikim. In other words, tzaddik l'rasha, and among tzaddik, there's a subset of those who worship God and don't worship God. So how can you say he's a tzaddik if he doesn't worship God? In other words, you cannot compare someone who studies the normal amount of times to somebody who does one extra. In other words, there's such a thing as going beyond the norm. You could be a tzaddik, do everything correctly, and stay within the limits of the law. You could take it, you could put yourself one step further. Because the guy neglected to do one extra time, he's saying he doesn't worship God. Marley, so Hillel said to him, say, Omar, Mishuk Shachamarin, go take a look at what happens in the donkey rental section. Asara Parsi, to rent a donkey to go for 10 parsa'ot. The Zuzah costs 1 Zuz. Chanasa Parsi, you want to go 11 parsa'ot? That's Trey Zuzi. Someone who can't do 2 Zuzi. And it's kind of akin to what we have. You rent a car for a day, you bring it back 23 hours, and then maybe it could be a grace period. But you bring it back after 26 hours, you pay for 2 full days. All right? The same thing here. So there's such a thing as going one step beyond, and it's almost like you've created a whole category. So Eliyahu and Navi came and said the following, either to our Bar Hehe or to Rabbi Elazar. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, I have refined you, thou not with silver, and I have selected you through the crucible of prophets. Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around to find the best characteristic with which to endow Am Yisrael. The best one he found was poverty. That's why people say, Ya aniyuta liyudoi, bar zasumka lesus yachiv. Poverty is good for the Jews like a red halter is for a white horse. The idea is that the halter, the rein, truly pulls it in. The same way the poverty keeps Am Yisrael, large appetite, it keeps them back. And although it looks bad, once you have the red and the white, the color scheme is very nice. In other words, on Yehudim, it looks good. Now, the next part of the Mishnah was when Shimon Nasiu said that Mu'vat, Shelo Yechol Itkon, is not talking about you missed an opportunity for mitzvah, but you've created a tragedy that can't be fixed, which is the Mamzer. What? Is only if she becomes pregnant and gives birth? Shimonasi on the same pasuk says, if you steal something, fix it by giving it back. Burgled, you give that back too. But if you have relations with a married woman, and as a result she can never be with her husband again, then you're destroyed, which means that he in another comment said that even if you didn't create a mamzer, but just the fact that you destroyed this relationship between the woman and her husband forever, that alone is muvat lo yuchal itkon. Then the rest of the Shumba Yuchai has a parallel comment also. Ein omer kru gamal bikru chazir. People don't say, check out the camel, see if it's fit for korban, or the chazir, see if it's fit for korban. Ela bakru tlay, they say, see, look at that lamb, see if it's fit for korban, meaning, what do we call crooked? Something that we regarded as being straight. Good, that we saw in the Mishnah. Yudah ben Lakish Omer, Kol Tamid Chacham Shepereish Min HaTorah, Tuv Omer, Kitzipor Nodedet Min Kana, Kin Ish Nodedet Min Komo. Tamid Chacham who leaves the Torah is like a bird that's left its nest, a man has left his home, he's aimless, he's wandering. Omer, Mamatzov, Motechem Bi'avah, Ki Rechakum Mi'alai, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. He says, why did your ancestors find what wrong with me? He says, God, that they abandoned me. Right? Now, so Lokasha, how do we resolve this? Kan ba'achoto pnuya, kan ba'eshet ish. So one resolution is that if we're talking about an erva who's not married, then she isn't destroyed in her relationship with anybody else by the illicit relations unless there's a mamzer born. But if she's a married woman, then she's already, even without them becoming pregnant, she's already destroyed. You could even say both cases are talking about a married woman. But if she's raped, then she's not asur to her husband. If it's intentional and consensual, then she is. You could even say both cases and make it a finer distinction. Both cases are married woman who was raped. Lokasha Kanbesh Kohen, Kanbesh Israel, the Sugi Kubo teaches that an Eshet Kohen becomes prohibited to her husband even if she's raped. Now, the very end of our sugya today quotes a pasuk from Zechariah. It says, V'ki la yotzei, Shalom. The one who goes out, the one who comes in, has no peace, has no rest. What's the drasha? Marav kiman shiyotze adam mitvar halacha v'dvar mikra. If somebody goes out from dvar mikhalacha, as he's studying halacha, and he leaves that to go study Tanakh, shuvein lo shalom, because he's going to start looking for instruction from Tanakh. We don't get our instruction from Tanakh. We get our halachic instruction from halacha, from the Masorah. Shmuel Amar, is that part of the Talmud of Mishnah? Shmuel says, it's even somebody who stops studying Gemara to go to Mishnah, because you're not allowed to pass to the Mishnah, like the Sukkot and Sota says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, filu mishas l'shas. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you leave Talmud Yerushalmi, go to Talmud Bavli, take a look at what Rashi says. Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli, shehu amok, Sanhedrin, right? Zu Talmud Shavavavli, it's deep, and it's got a lot of questions, and it's hard to put together, and it's a very different style than the Yerushalmi. Such a thing as leaving your normal oof of study, which would be very challenging, very difficult, and this is a much lighter twist on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's comment of Zeh Tamin Chacham HaPoresh Min HaTorah. In other words, it could also be somebody on a much lighter scale, I'm not going to call this person bad, but somebody who will find it difficult to adjust to a different mode of study. All right, everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Iyar, and we will continue Mirz Hashem tomorrow with our last sugya of the Berah.